これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Good evening. Is this Mr. Wheeler?
Speaking.
This is Nancy from Dr. Young's office.I'm just calling to confirm your dental appointment with us tomorrow at 8:45 a.m.
Thanks for the reminder. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
I can't find my smartphone. Did you see it anywhere?
I thought I saw it on the table. Oh, wait. It's here on the desk.
Thanks. I'll have to call my parents. We're meeting today at my sister's apartment.
Tell them that I said hello.
Question 36. Where was the woman's smartphone?Conversation 37.
Excuse me, do you work here? I'm looking for the way to get from the station to the theme park.
Yes, just go out of the station through the south exit, and you'll see the entrance of the theme park 100 meters to the right.
Thanks. Is the south exit the one where everyone is waiting?
That's the one. Have a good day.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is probably correct? Conversation 38.
What book are you writing now?
It's a novel about a sailor who sails around the world.
Wow. I want to read it. Is it based on a true story?
No, although there are several people who have sailed around the world.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 39.
How much does it cost to take the train from here to Haneda Airport? One of my friends is visiting Japan for a week.
If you meet her at the airport, you should take the bus. It's easier and cheaper.
Thanks. and I'll be meeting him, not her. He's from France.
Really? I'm studying French now. We should go to a French restaurant while he's here.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
Can I help you find anything?
Yes, please. I'm looking for business games. You know, business game software.
Let's see. You can try looking in the business books section. There might be some there.
Okay, thanks. I'll try that.
Question 40. Where are the man and the woman? Conversation 41.
So, where shall we go for dinner?
How about a Thai restaurant? I feel like having green curry.
That sounds good. Do you know a good Thai restaurant near here?
Yes, there's one on the other side of the station. It's called Thai Kitchen.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
The internet is very slow now, isn't it?
Yes. It's always like that in the morning.
Is that because a lot of people on campus are using it at the same time?
Yes, it is.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
I can't decide which foreign language to study, Spanish or Chinese.
They both are pretty useful in many places around the world.
But being Japanese, I think Chinese would be easier for me.
Good thinking. But studying something very different is sometimes more exciting.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
You don't look happy. Are you okay?
I woke up with a terrible toothache this morning.
You should go to the dentist right away.
I know, but the one just around the corner is closed on Saturdays.
That's right. Then go to the one close to the train station. It's open on weekends.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
A lot of small boys say they want to be soccer players and play in the J League when they grow up. That was my dream, too.
That's far from what you are now.
I know. Only a few can become professional soccer players. What did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to be a nurse.
That's close to what you are.
I know. I switched to a medical course when I was studying to become a nurse. I am happy to work as a doctor with you.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
I smell something cooking.
I think it's coming from outside.
Oh, it's our next door neighbors. They're having a barbecue in their backyard again.
Let's close the windows. I don't want the smoke to get into our house.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
It was your mother's birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. How did you know?
I met your sister at a bakery, and she told me.
Right. She bought a cake for my mother, and I got flowers for her.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Have you decided what you are going to do for your history report?
I'm most interested in Chinese history. What about you?
I'm still thinking.
If you haven't found a topic yet, why don't we write a report together?
Really? If you don't mind, I'd like to do that.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 49.
I'm so tired. I'll take a nap for an hour.
Do you want me to wake you up?
That's okay. I'll just set the alarm. Can you make dinner instead?
Sure. Let me know when you are up then.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
I will be going to Australia this summer.
Really? What for?
There is a teacher's meeting on motivation in language learning.
I wish I could join you, but I have to stay here and teach some summer courses for teachers.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
I love singing in my classes. The songs we sing are really fun and helpful.
Helpful? How can songs be helpful?
Well, some just make me happy, and others teach me important things, like how to change myself.
Wow, sounds really interesting and fun. Maybe I should join that class next term.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
Excuse me, is this your bag?
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. I totally forgot it after the talk.
Yes, you did seem focused on the speaker. And it was a good talk.
Yes, Dr. Martin always gives a great lecture. I love hearing anything about the brain these days.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
How does this dress look?
The color really looks good on you.
Which one do you like better?
Well, I like the blue one better. The black one looks too formal.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
We could visit a museum. I heard there are some good museums near the hotel.
Sounds good. Is there one you have in mind?
How about the Modern Architecture Museum? It just opened last year.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and I'll be your server. Are you ready to order?
Yes. Could I have the grilled salmon?
Sure. With the salmon, you have a choice of 2 side dishes.
I'll have the mixed vegetables and a baked potato.
Okay. And what would you like to drink with your meal? Iced tea? Cola? Ginger ale?
Do you have lemonade?
Yes, we do.
Okay, then I'll have the lemonade.
Anything else for you?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Question 55. Which meal did the man order? Question 56. What will the man drink with his meal? Long conversation 2.
Have you seen any good films lately?
Well, I just borrowed The Lion Standing in the Wind. I heard it was pretty good.
Is that the one about the Japanese doctor who moves to Africa?
Yes. It was based on a true story, too.
I'd like to see it someday.
Well, you can come over tonight if you want to watch it. I have to return it tomorrow.
That sounds great. Can I stop by around 7:30? I'll be working until then.
Yeah, sounds good. See you later.
Question 57. What will the man and the woman do? Question 58. What is the topic of the film?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
A useful thing to do in the very early stages of learning another language is to listen to how the language is spoken, even when you don't understand anything at all. An effective way to do this is to watch a movie with subtitles in that language. This kind of listening helps you get a feel for the language, which will be very useful when you begin to speak it yourself. Later, as your skill in the language develops, a good way to get some listening practice is to watch a movie where you can download the script of the movie and study it before watching it. The first step is to read the script, looking up the words you don't know, and working out what the sentences mean. Then you can watch the movie with subtitles in that language. Then, a few weeks later, watch it again. Movies are usually fewer than 10,000 words long. To follow most of the words in a movie without any preparation, you need to have a fairly large vocabulary, between 3,000 and 6,000 words. Because the number of different words in a movie is not so large, preparing for a movie by reading the script and studying the vocabulary is not such a big task.
Question 59. What does the speaker recommend in order to improve listening skills in a foreign language? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
The Thousand Islands region is a group of more than 1,800 islands in the St. Lawrence River located along the border between the United States and Canada. This region is a sightseeing paradise which offers all sorts of outdoor activities, such as camping, boat touring, fishing, and even scuba diving. The islands stretch for about 80 kilometers. The largest island is Wolf Island on the Canadian side. Some islands remain wild and have no people living on them, while others have hotels, inns, and private cottages. One of the islands on the American side is called Heart Island. This is a small island where an American millionaire, George Bolt, started to construct a gorgeous castle for his wife at the beginning of the 20th century. As his wife passed away during the construction, Bolt never lived in his dream castle. A famous salad dressing called the Thousand Islands Dressing, which contains mayonnaise, ketchup, lemon juice, vinegar, and some other ingredients, was said to have been created by a chef who Bolt hired when he spent summers in this region during the construction of his castle. It was reported recently, however, that it was not Bolt's chef, but the wife of a local fishing guide who actually created this dressing, which may or may not be true.
Question 61. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about the Thousand Islands region? Question 62. According to the monologue, who actually created the Thousand Islands dressing? Monologue 3. Amy Cuddy is a scientist and professor. She teaches at Harvard Business School, and she studies nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication is communication without words. Think about the way you stand, how you move your hands, or the way you move your eyebrows. These are examples of nonverbal communication. When we look at a person, we can understand if the person is happy or angry. From their nonverbal communication, we know if a person feels strong or feels scared. Amy studied the nonverbal communication of female students in business classes. She could see from their nonverbal communication that the female students did not feel strong. In class, the male students always talked a lot, and the women were very quiet. Amy wanted to see if she could change that situation. She wanted more women to feel powerful and to control classroom discussions. How could she do that? She discovered that changing the position of your body for only 2 minutes can make you feel and act more powerful. So, if you want to feel more powerful, go alone into a room. Stand up tall. Hold your hands up high. Do this for 2 minutes. Many people say that these 2 minutes have helped them to feel more powerful. Question 63. What is the main topic of this monologue? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。